Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. For more than 600 years, the Ottoman or Turkish Empire governed much of the Mediterranean and Western Asia, longer than the Roman Empire lasted in the region. Ottoman culture left a huge impact on the arts, from architecture to opera, that reached far west into Christian Europe and beyond. This hour, we continue to explore this with a look at how Turkish traditional music has influenced the approaches of early music groups today. So many European instruments have West Asian origins, and their earlier versions have an even closer relationship to those still used in Turkish and Arab music traditions. Later in the hour, our featured recording comes from the Pera Ensemble with Mehmet Simal Yeşilçay and Francesca Lombardi Mazzulli.
Thank you.
an Ottoman warrior's march performed by Jordi Savall and Hesperion 21 on their recording Jerusalem. Military music was some of the first Ottoman music to influence European musicians during the wars of the 16th century. In 1964, Thomas Binkley and his Munich-based ensemble Studio der Frühenmusik recorded their first volume of songs from the Carmina Burana, a 13th-century Bavarian manuscript of over 250 poems, some with musical notation. Carmina Burana is the first album in what would become known as the Studio der Frühenmusik's signature, quote, Arabic style, an approach to medieval music that looked to the unbroken musical traditions of Andalusia and North Africa for models of performance practice that might be relevant to extant medieval music.
Pigmentaria.
in Gideone's aria from the Carmina Burana. This performance was first recorded in 1964 by Thomas Binkley and the Studio de Frauenmusik. During the late 19th and early 20th centuries, medievalists began to theorize about the impact of Arab and Middle Eastern cultures upon the European Middle Ages, particularly due to the 7 centuries of Islamic rule in Al-Andalus, the region that is now part of Spain, Portugal, and southern France. We often hear the influence of this scholarship in the performance of repertories like the Canticas de Santa Maria, Alfonso X's collection of devotional songs that had been compiled in recently re-Christianized Andalusia.
Thank you.
Music from the Cantigas de Santa Maria, Quantos me creveren loaren, performed by Ensemble Galazia, and before that, Santa Maria Strelado Dia, Joel Cohen and the Boston Camerata performed in collaboration with Karim Nagy and the Shark Ensemble. The cantigas, by the way, were collected on the Iberian Peninsula and compiled in the early 1290s, just a few years before the Ottoman Empire would be established in 1299 by Turkish leader Osman I, lasting over 600 years. As we heard a bit earlier with their Carmina Burana piece, the Studio de Frauenmusik's 1960s exploration of various Mediterranean models for the performance of medieval music kicked off a trend for interpretations of medieval music that sounded, quote, Middle Eastern. Binkley's quest for models of performance processes took the studio to Morocco, Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Syria, Iraq, and beyond, throughout the 60s, listening to and learning from music professionals there. Today, groups like Constantinople, Hesperion, and others continue to explore Eastern Mediterranean and North African models in the performance of early repertories and to collaborate with traditional musicians. Here's Constantinople's beautiful rendition of Caccini's Dalla Porta d'Oriente.
luce alto sereno e portando al tal bel giorno di leguar la notte intorno.
Giulio Caccini's Dalla Porta d'Oriente, sung by Marco Beasley with Kia Tabassian sitar and the ensemble Constantinople. The idea of Constantinople, modern-day Istanbul, as the gateway to the East comes from its reputation for cultural exchange as much as its physical location. In their album La Porte de Felicite, The Gate of Felicity, Dus Memoir collaborated with the Kutsi Ergunec Ensemble to explore music from the time of Sultan Mehmed II, when the neighboring city of Galata was a powerful Italian municipality with French, Greek, Jewish, and Morisco inhabitants. A pair of bassa dances performed by Dus Memoir with the Kutsi Ergunec Ensemble. Early music can mean a lot of things. What does it mean to you? Let us know your thoughts and ideas. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, where you'll also find playlists and an archive of past shows. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're looking at how Turkish traditional music has influenced early music groups today. Jordi Savall took inspiration from the cultural diversity of the Ottoman Empire on La Sublime Porte, a collection named after the ceremonial gate to the Topkapi Palace in Istanbul. Hesperion 21 joins with traditional musicians to perform a selection of Turkish, Armenian, and Sephardic repertories from the Ottoman era.
Thank you.
Jordi Savall leads Hesperion 21 on Por Allí Pasó un Caballero, a Sephardic romance from 16th century Smyrna, a town on Turkey's Aegean coast. Early music performers have been gravitating towards Turkish classical music or makam-based traditions because the improvisational and oral nature of many Turkish and Arab practices reflect skills and techniques that later Western classical music has largely lost. But the revival of Ottoman practices is not limited to early musicians with Western training. Musicians from the former Ottoman Empire are also exploring the historical repertories behind their living traditions. We'll hear from a Hungarian group who has recorded two collections of music from Ottoman Central Europe. We heard Tuna Nehri, which translates as the Danube River, a tribute to the Ottoman general Osman Nuri Pasha, performed by the Keşkeş Ensemble. Next, we'll hear dance music from the Kuruç era, an anti-Habsburg insurgency in late 17th and early 18th century Hungary. Thank you.
ének, mikor állat zavaros a víze. Az német is, hogy által jött, megváltozott íze. Az német is, hogy által jött, megváltozott íze. Kis küküllő, nagy küküllő, gyönyörű folyása. Nyárát vize, kedves íze, rózsa az illatja. Bőterméssel határidat Isten látogassa. Bőterméssel határidat Isten látogassa. Maros székről, udvarhelyről megyek három székre. Szépségéről, térségére nincs más a Erdélybe. Isten tartsa, szaporítsa gabonáját benne. Isten tartsa, szaporítsa gabonáját benne. Egészséggel, békességgel, édes lakóföldem. Kit sóhajtott és óhajtott ez napokban szívem. Ím, hogy juték, belé lépik, megvidult a lölköm. Ím, hogy juték, belé lépik, megvidult a lölköm. Mohátig már minden ember örüljön ez napon. Nagy jó kedvet, még örömöt mutasson ez napon. A én szívem meg az a jött szerencsés ólámat. A én szívem meg az a jött szerencsés ólámat. Vaza hajtott szürke varjú, járjuk egy szintámban. Nem vethatjuk, sem hozhatjuk, kiállt hát egy napon. Szájat mondjon, állat járjon, megkapon a számban. Szájat mondjon, állat járjon, megkapon a számban.
The Ketchkish Ensemble with dances from the Kayuni Codex and a traditional Haidu dance. This group has also released an album of troubadour songs influenced by their traditional music expertise.
Lūdžens kauts un rāds, kumplīts de grāns beūtāts, dēlies kē plus mājēsā. Ikē mais mi plāts, onēs plāzēns sulāts, e frant humilītāts, e dūsā kaptēnēsā. E gais prez fridas, mi fai chantar suven, stesso qui nun gusen, che o gian sia già usire, da vel gioi plaven, ni delies non aten. Mas l'enveg el desire, cae del seu cos gens, es outrigia ausimem. D'autre farimen, regnum vilan amen, donnas per quien nasire. Illa sen repren, che sunna ad rut valen, ad rec nicun oisen, don puos gom gran vedire. Greu er lunga amen, car ten guts ni amats, mas us malen seniats. Ab grandes con ois sensa, el seigneur clamat, quien sae de rix malvat. Enes tuta valenza, en aut locujas, e manies e privas.
Troubadour Troubadour Gausselm Feidit's Lo Gens Cor Sonorats, performed by the Keshkish Ensemble with tenor Gérard Levaute. This hour's featured recording comes from a group performing both traditional Ottoman music and European early music with a Turkish influence. The Para Ensemble, founded by Turkish musicians Mehmet Simal Yeşilçay and İhsan Özer, released their album Balo Turco from Venice to Istanbul with Ohms Classics in 2016. In collaboration with soprano Francesco Lombardi Mazzulli, Balo Turco is an exploration of the intersection of Ottoman and Venetian culture at the turn of the 17th century. Mehmet Simal Yeşilçay leads the Para Ensemble with pieces from Marco da Galliano's Ballo di Donne Turche. Next, we'll hear a love song by Ottoman court musician Frank Mustafa, who was an enslaved Italian convert and friend of Ali Ufki, notable Polish-turned-Ottoman musician.
Oh,
Murabba, or Love Song, by Frank Mustafa, performed by the Pera Ensemble and Mehmet Semal Yeşilçay. On our featured release this hour, Balo Turco, from Venice to Istanbul. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Chelsea Belt. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Wendy Gillespie, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.